olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Lauren Zola, talofa and welcome to the program.
Talofa lava, thank you for having me.
Tell us, where were you born and where did you grow up?
So I was born back in New Zealand in Otahu, and I grew up around that area, Otara and Mangere. So a mixture of all three before I came to Australia in 99.
How did you get into acting?
Well, you know, my parents are not actors, or there's no one in the industry from my family, but in school I found a real solace in you know, being goofy and silly when I was younger and telling stories, but you know, also in church there'd be the opportunity to do skits and performances and stuff. So I think the seed was planted there. And then, you know, as I was getting older, you know, I worked in a video store, DVD store. You know, I don't know if people remember them back in the days, but you know, I got exposed to different sorts of films and all types of things, and it just made me think, oh, you know what, I reckon I could do that, maybe. I don't know.
Where did you go to school? Secondary schooling mostly. Here in Sydney?
Here in Sydney, yes. I went to Arthur Phillip in Parramatta before it became this whole new technological thing that it looks like now. It was a pretty rundown place before, back in the day.
So did you study drama or acting somewhere, you know, like NIDA or someplace like that?
I wish I couldn't afford any of those posh, fancy places, but I did. I was trying to do a Bachelor of Arts majoring in drama, but unfortunately, you know, circumstances changed, and as the oldest in my family, you know, having to look after my family, that became a priority for me. So I left studies and, you know, I went to work, you know, just in a factory job for about, or on and off for about a decade or so. And then after that, decided why not, just give it a shot, go back into it, and yeah, that's how it's been ever since.
Did you grow up in a Christian family?
For briefly in New Zealand, but it was more when we came to Australia, and then we went to a Pentecostal church, and they did a lot of those kind of performances and stuff where it gave us the chance to do things on stage and perform, as well as, you know, of course, singing and dancing and that kind of stuff.
Lawrence, are you working full-time or as an actor, or do you have a side gig, you know, to supplement your income?
No, at the moment, it's been acting more these days, more voiceover acting, voiceover and voice acting these days. But, you know, I've been in the arts, I've been doing it for the past 5 or so years, full-time, just focused on that, but it's sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's a struggle. So
you do voiceovers and a few commercials, and
yeah.
Have you done any stage as well? Any theatre?
I recently did my first stage performance in a Pacifica play called Feke, which was recently finished its brief run in the Loading Dock Theatre. So that was a new experience for me doing stage work.
Tell me about the play. Who wrote it and who directed it, and how did you get involved in it?
So this was written by my friend Sarah Carroll, whose mother is from Rotuma. People aren't familiar with that; it's a region near Fiji. But it started off as a development between myself, another artist called Melehola Telefoni, and back in 2023. And we thought, oh, it was just developing characters and telling unique stories that really highlighted female Pacifica. They tend to be, you know, the voices that aren't as frequently heard. And so that started then, and then it slowly developed over the past couple of years. And then Sarah had asked me if I wanted to take part in it. So I thought, why not? I've never done theatre before, so a little bit scary. But
and this latest film you're in, called Strangers in a Car Park, where you're playing a Samoan character,
yes,
by the name of Aleki Leota. Tell us a little bit about Strangers in the Park. How did you get involved in it?
It was quite random, actually. So the director, Stuart McBratney, saw a commercial that I did on television, and he'd never seen any of my work before that, but he saw a commercial that I did for a mattress brand, And he found my contact details and asked if I wanted to be a part of a project that he was doing. So this was before Strangers in a Car Park. It was a different film. So he asked me to be a part of that. He'd never seen any of my acting work before, so he really took a punt off this one commercial that he saw I did. But, yeah, he had faith in my ability, I suppose, from my ability to sell a mattress to people. So.
And but, of course, before Strangers in a Car Park, you were in a few other films, short films. And
yeah, I did a few bits and pieces over there. At the time, it was mostly commercials, but I did an American film, shot that in North Queensland called This Little Love of Mine. And then I popped up in a few other small roles in TV shows and web series and short films. So I did have some experience, but not to the level where it was a lead part in a feature film. So that was something really new for me.
I've seen Strangers in a Car Park. I thought you played that character of Aleki very, very, very well. You were Aleki. You did not overplay or underplay any of it, and you brought the issues out. Let's explore some of the issues in Strangers in a Car Park. Some of them are quite topical. In fact, some might find them quite confronting. For example, sexual assault. It's the controlling behavior of men. You know, the entitlement, deceit. Lawrence, if you were to explain to someone, explain it to our audience, why they should watch Strangers in a Car Park, what would you say?
To convey important messages. Well, actually, you know, when it comes to conveying important messages or strong messages to audiences that are out there, framing it in a way where it's captivating, it's interesting, it's attention-grabbing for audiences is a very difficult thing to do when it comes to the medium of film. Wanting to tell stories from different perspectives, to show, diverse patterns of thought. It's a really, really fun way. Strangers in a Car Park was a really fun, gritty way to combine all these sorts of elements into a braided narrative. So people from different walks of life coming together in one place and confronting that in a way where I would hope audiences would find they would connect with, depending on which character they feel closest to while watching it. But it's something that, an important message, I think, that is conveyed in a way that's quite different, and in a location that's as beautiful as Newcastle, and having the opportunity to see a Samoan as one of the leads and not one of the side characters, not one of the security guards that are out the back or one of the people who will flash on the screen. As a prominent character in a film, in an Australian film, an independent Australian film, I think is something that's different. You don't see that every day, and I hope people and audiences are interested and excited to see.
Lawrence, before you go, how do people access or get to watch Strangers in a Car Park?
Currently at the moment, Strangers in a Car Park will be available first in the US and Canada from today onwards. So by the time people would hear this broadcast, it'll be out over there. And hopefully it's looking for a local release sometime, hopefully soon, sometime next year. I don't have any definitive dates, but it'll be coming soon, and hopefully there's a lot of interest over there to, fast-track a release locally. So fingers crossed it soon.
Congratulations again on a fantastic performance, Lawrence Orla, and also to Stuart McBrand, not only for having the faith in you to play Aleki Leota, but actually writing a character where it's a bit out of the mainstream.
Thank you for having me.
Like, share, mafaali sofina ngalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.